أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ يريكهم الله في منامك قليلا ولو أراكهم كثيرا لفشلتم ولتنازعتم في الأمر ولكن الله سلم إنه عليم بذات الصدور وإذ يريكموهم إذ التقيتم في أعينكم قليلا ويقللكم في أعينهم ليقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا وإلى الله ترجع الأمور صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 43 and 44 of Surah Al-Anfal. The ayah we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the ni'mats that Allah had bestowed upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba at the time of Badr. Here is one ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had showed in two different ways. The issue was that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had numbered 313. On the other side, the Quraysh were 1,000. Obviously, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were one-third of the Quraysh army and then ill-equipped. And this would have created some difficulty in the hearts of the people had they known the full numbers of the Quraysh. So hence, one was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream the number of the Quraysh to be fewer than they were. Obviously, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had then related this to Sahaba, that the Quraysh are few in number, and that created a lot of enthusiasm and courage amongst the Quraysh. So that is the first ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks, that Allah had bestowed upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was conveyed and relayed to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ يُرِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنَامِكَ قَلِيلًا. That time is also worthy of remembering that when we showed to you that they are few in number. وَلَوْ أَرَاكَهُمْ كَثِيرًا. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed to you that they are large in number, لَفَشِلْتُمْ. Number one, you would have lost hope, you would have lost heart, you would have lost courage. Number two, وَلَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. Then you would have disputed regarding the matter, should we go forth and fight such a huge army that they are fully equipped, we are ill-equipped. You would have had those type of considerations. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمَ. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had saved you from all of this. Allah had saved you from losing heart, becoming disheartened, discouraged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from a dispute that potentially could have erupted. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of what is in the hearts. Allah knew your sincerity. Allah knew your enthusiasm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew your single-mindedness insofar as elevating the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That was the one part of the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala had shown to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. The second part of the ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with regards to numbers was in actual fact, in actuality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the Sahaba that they would see the Quraysh army, but they could not see the full numbers, and to Sahaba, the Quraysh seemed to be smaller and fewer in number. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did the same with regards to the Quraysh, that they could not see the full numbers of the Sahaba, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to that. وَإِذْ يُرِيكُمُوهُمْ إِذِ الْتَقَيْتُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ قَلِيلًا. And that time also is worthy of remembrance, that when the two armies, when the two of you had met, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown in your eyes that they are fewer in number. This was to such an extent, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that I asked a person, are these people 70 or 90? The person replied, no, they may be about 100. 1,000 seem to be 70, 90, 100 in the eyes of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, we only came to know the real numbers when the prisoners of war came into our hands and they told us they are 1,000. On the other hand, we find one narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent out some intelligence, and that intelligence told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these people are slaughtering 10 camels at a time for a meal, and one camel generally feeds 100 people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the knowledge that they were 1,000 in number. وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you appear little fewer in their eyes. That the Quraysh also could not ascertain the number of Sahaba that they were facing. So in this way, they became very lax. They thought that the Sahaba were very few in number, so they became lax, and the result was that they did not fight the full fury and with the full courage. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed this ni'mat upon our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may execute a matter that was determined already by Allah Rabbul Izzat. This battle had to take place. Allah Rabbul Izzat had already decided that. Allah Ta'ala created all the means, and Allah Ta'ala made all the situations, conditions conducive for Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to go forth. Wa ila Allahi turja'ul umur. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does all affairs reach return, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the decisions, and those decisions then will return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the way Allah Rabbul Izzat had made those decisions make. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.